Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
It's 25 minutes to 8, and on that note, we are welcoming Bishop. Waname.
Wanako hai.
Waname kanaka. Kabani.
Waname, His Excellency.
Helele, helele. Waname
kanaka. Kabani.
Munghaji. Bishop Emuhulu. Bishop Omuhulu. Bishop or doctor. How are you, sir?
Men of God, greetings again tonight and my beloved listeners at Radio Pulpit. I'm welcomed and highly blessed and highly favored, men of God. And how are you, sir?
I can see that I'm blessed too, Maya. I'm blessed. Yeah, maybe if you can share with us the testimony. People call you Mfundiswam to say, Mruti, thank you very much. And I know one person, there was one person I just interviewed one day, and he was saying to me, you know what, I slept late that day.
Wow.
I slept very late because people were calling me around Bomak. Oh, but I have a program about so... Yeah,
hey,
yeah, I hey, gonna go robala. I was just receiving calls, waiting, non-stop.
No, but it's good. It's good because I get gonna rappel, I'm still so. But yeah, you ask yourself questions, okay?
So it is about phone.
Bopongas.
No, but I've already done my 2000. Give me a bonga bonga, banaba. Banaba smile. Nice smile. Bishop, tonight we're talking about the divine nature, Bishop Wark.
Yes, our divine nature.
Bible hearing about our divine nature.
But I've got. Thank you so much again tonight. You know, I'm provoked by this scripture in the book of John, chapter number 5, and I just want to read 6 verses there, reading from verse number 1. The Bible says, "Afterward, Jesus returned to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish holidays. Inside the city, near the Sheep Gate, was the pool of Bethesda. But now, normally, this pool was called Bethesda." Bethesda simply meaning the house of the flowing. And with 5 covered porches, crowds of sick people, blind, lame, or paralyzed, lay on the porches. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him, he knew he had been ill for a long time. He asked him, "Would you like to get well?" Now, when we look, men of God, into our divine nature, which is our identity in God, many a times we seem to be easily gullible and easily deceived by the storms of life because we lack to understand our divine nature in God. Remember, the Bible says, Jesus was 100% God, and he was 100% man. And the Bible continues by saying he was not ashamed to call us his brother. So there is a level of maturity, a bagang understanding when we deal with the things of God. Because many a times, in tote tse nyambatu, mudim hadimutswe. There are certain things to say about to value busy cause baya udimole fati and egare kid deputy God. You know, we have mentality about by Loring, they want to deputize God, you know, as if they are here to set up the order, they are here to fix the world. But when you look deeper into the movement and the reaction of God, in all these things, hadimutsweni. Now, one of the things they learn kile kadi bona kadi study ya more ministry ya our personal savior and our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was never moved by a crowd. Jesus inese moto ya ratang matsweletsweli. Jesus inese moto ya hlulwang ke traffic. You know, this was one man who'd notice one man ya hlokang thuso ya hai in the midst of the multitude. Jesus was not one person in eloring una movie wa ke batho ba shapa matso. You know, sometimes even a little better matso la eloring motho a buise. You know, uka bona motho ma qala ho ka fela ga le banga le sele wa. But if you want to find the reason why, you know, ho betwa matso to thola no man, we were just misled by the crowd. So Jesus was never moved by the crowd. This was Jesus who used to have one-on-one labor, never be troubled in Godimas, and he never asked for offering. You know, he was Jesus. He was touched by one woman who had a problem, you know, ya palo, ya mari, for years. And he stopped and paid attention to him.
So he was approachable and accessible.
My God, man. Mm. He 100% God, 100% man. He knew when, you know, to reach out to people by Lord who were truly in need. It was Jesus who saw a blind man by the name of Bartimaeus. And he chose to stop and pay attention to him. But now, among many people who were there, the Bible says a crowd of sick people. Some they were blind, some they were lame, some they were paralyzed. And now they were just laying there on those porches. But among them all, Jesus happened to notice this one year, 38 years, in the same condition, in the same predicament. Now, here is the man, Urobete Montun Ebisong, at the house of flowing. Montori flow one kote. Yena ostagile. This man is stagnant to the point ya hore. Jesus abafika abakawudibor. Out of all the layers that this man managed to build out of 38 years. Haribua ka 38 years the Murusi Ribuaga almost 3 decades, 3 to 4 decades. You know, Moto Akakalete Buyamboy one and sitting there with the lame excuse. One of the worst excuses ever, Emoto ya pilang akakalito na or hauna motu. Now, when we look into our developed nature, this is where many people got paralyzed. This is where many people get stuck, you know, in the issues and the ways of life. Because somehow we choose to believe that there are certain people, by Lord, they have more grace than us. Now we end up becoming, you know, the victims they will take advantage out of us because we look down upon ourselves. It's like we don't understand that other side. Remember the servant of the Most High God and my beloved listeners that really put it to worry. Before we were formed, we were created. Now, that other part, when we were deposited into this body, it was cooked out of dust. We were complete already. We left absolutely nothing.
If you can repeat that statement, Muruti, before we were formed, we were created.
We were created.
Okay,
we were created.
Say that again, Mfundisi. Somebody might have missed that one. Before we were formed, we were created.
We were created. That is why if we look into the book of Jeremiah, if you can ever, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. You know, already, I packaged you well, you know, kao program, kao wayara, and then kaba kao fale libizo, kaba kao fale mandate wa hao.
At the right time. Go, this is at the right time, right place,
yes.
Right people, right family.
That is why, Muruti Mwabi, we need to know one of the best things to shape our to become one of the most well-mannered, you know, Christians ever. Give worry. Anything that was never given to you when you exit the womb, okay, you are told, I'm here, how? Skyback, if you know, if you know, it was never packaged, if you remember how, while God was busy, you know, packaging you in that womb, in that sacred place, my Lord, the soul of the Lord, you in the fella, you busy, mole, as you are not waiting. The only man, you are not only blueprint, you the only creator, you are seven more body, I can say, or happy bupile monkey, bupile man. How also a car womb to you, stop looking for things. Tailoring how what's all it's on a move because we're a senior Nakoya Rona Rebecca didn't talk. Rona, he's the man sitting, you know, in the house of glory. You know, you come across people by Lorraine, they've been Christian, the so-called Christians, for years and years and years, you know, attending churches, attend, they don't miss each and every service. How to give a rapper about it? How to give a correct about it? How to give one a conference there? But yet they are still stuck in their situation. They are still stuck in their predicament because they neglect the other side, their divine nature. They don't understand that other level where one needs to reconnect Limudimo High, where you speak the level and the language eloring. Motuari tebeta na makeke ayuka. Huna little level ewe ya language erin haubua from your divine nature. Only God and angels can hear you. And now here is the man sitting here waiting for fellow men. Batuba utswana liena, batuba ubana lema utuba utswana liena. Bauba lite vite utswana liena. You know, everything about these people, hauna next. Yet this man wanted those people to help him. As if God is not enough. There are times when I ask myself question, how can people become, you know, victims instead of charlatans and run after someone because this man only crazy. And more, we are all given the grace by God. Behind the scene to defeat almost half a billion people who wanted to be us, and God chose us. Remember, we competed, we happened to engage into a competition and struggle with the people of the same DNA, people who wanted to surpass us, people who wanted to be where we are now. Nah. And yet now when we land here, we still stuck in our situation waiting for people to come and help us. As if God is not enough. Now, here is this man lying down there, I mean, for 38 years with the lady shoes. Imagine how many people Banebali Molem root, because there was this, you know, superstitious belief that when that water, you know, the spring city, when they were throwing those bubbles, people chose to believe that there was certain angel, another lesson, Eloring, it is highly neglected in our lives to understand the ministry of angels. I believe that will be a topic for another day, man of God, to understand the importance of angels in our life. When we speak about Bo Raphael, when we speak about Bo Reziel, I think that will be a topic for another day. Today, I just want us to realize our divine nature, because when you look at our divine nature, the ministry of angels towards our life is highly neglected. People, they don't even know that each and every individual, that there are certain amount of angels. Say, Lord, in the assignment to where now you find people, Baba Kamanyolo Yabatubaba, Kimakalanyolo Ilamema Mama, Kimakalanyolo Ilantadimama, while he's surrounded by his own angels. Remember, refuse Manyolo to come and serve us. People, they don't know their identity in God. People, they never sat down and ask themselves, relevant questions for it. What is my purpose of existence? Because many a times, ikare rona mohawa rona uchori kiba tu baizi. Ikare rona huna leba tu ba bete rofeta rona. But when you look at those people, batwana le rona.
I get Mfundisi. The problem is they are taking advantage of our ignorance and our laziness. So somehow some of them, yeah, they did that, you know, intentionally to discourage us to read the Bible for ourselves, so that they can be able to manipulate us and control us and milk us dry, if I may put it that way. But then again, once that thing, Muruti, I mean, for 5 years down the line, I cannot blame them anymore. I need to get out of that bondage and say, but I need to read the Bible for myself, because there are certain things, you know, whether you like it or not, you are not going to get everything from the pulpit. You have to go there yourself and read the word. I mean, sometimes it's not fair on our side to expect the pastor to teach us everything, Mfundisi. What can you say to a listener right now about the importance of them reading the word, and who they are, and about the things that are talking about now, the ministry of angels in our lives?
Yes, well, I think one of the things that people seem to be You know, neglecting mapilonga bona is to understand kurina modimu skimang kara mapilo aron. Remember each and everything, everything, the way his way. You know, even when Jesus came, Jesus never portrayed himself, you know, as an object to be worshipped. Jesus came to point us back to the Father. It is always about the Father. And the Bible says we are created in the onama of God. Now, if we want to speak the imago Dei, the image of God, it's when we realize what, there are certain things. But one of them packed in total, but since Banalizona. For instance, when we speak, we create. We were given the power to create things by just speaking the word. Now, if you want to see things happening, Udibua Kamulom and how Udibua what he created. But people don't know that. People sometimes, they run after, you know, useless, you know, prophecies where people will speak things upon them, you know, their lives, can't they? But created in total. Sometimes, because you don't know the power of the tongue. So I'm saying tonight, we must not become like this man. There are many people today in our churches, and I thank God for another opportunity, you know, after a while where, you know, we were locked into Tarona to seek the face of God. I really thank God again for this opportunity. You know, I mean, it's a fellowship because there is so much power in unity. But it's we must press the reset button. Each and every programmed machine, one of the reset button, or should be any faulty in the programming? Should there be any faulty, you know how this machine operates? Just press the reset button. Once you press that button, then this machine will reprogram itself again. I believe that we have reached that point in time more. Look along, we press up the reset button where an individual who I put a photo of Rena, Kirata will fall on Kirata, Kirata, who Akehana, Ekabana, Kirata, who Akehana, Bupilo, Ekaba Kirata, who Rekibele Lapa, Lenang, Lebu Kamusubo Bukena. Do I really want to be the best husband ever? Do I really want to be the best spouse ever? You know, it's Obaka Moto. Akadule kone nyahai. I put a limudimuayore. Jesu obotamutona. A very simple question. Ekaring, Jesu was a little bit ignored, but Jesus knew what he was doing. He was pressing the reset button. Karamutu. Back there, you know, karakele loyamutu. There were certain things that were rusted already. When Jesus looked into his subconscious mind, there were certain things. He's good for nothing. is lame forever. There is nothing alone. I got one of we get it, unless Hubanli Motu, Yamutusa. And the only thing in is to be progression Yamutuna Bupulumbai. In a manda wo anarobetu one. You know, there are certain things, Muruti, very much have a duty hoodson. Haba to suit only positions, Karani Kerek, very much have a duty hoodson. They don't want to move, they don't want to shift. They are go and consult from the kingdom of darkness in order for them to possess the power to regain that position forever. People don't want to grow. People, they don't know that there is another level after the other. You cannot stuck on the same place forever. You need to reach the other levels. I mean, when I be never salani baratan, we be never one tatala, one sosa, one bekala, one tusa, one bekale, marhaida le, and all that la. So we need to understand. We need to synchronize with the rhythms of the soul. Hore, can make hatir in the killing mo, katua kabam mo jore sekilikwa. Ke born in toye ukamasho. Now that is my personal testimony. That is those are the things. Celery, how much to amputa katua na haki shoki who phone la man. Ngamu jote haki swaburuko. Now how can we get stagnant, root in the house of flowing, where things were supposed to be happening? Where we're supposed to be the light and the salt of this world. So how can we stuck in the position where we are not even free enough to tell people the truth, how we feel? How can we be so ignorant, worry? We can't even talk when we are hurting. Why do we hide our scars in the house?
And that can be misleading, Fundis, because people might think, Hore, in life there are no problems and we are now perfect. That's why sometimes we use this, Fundis, Hore, as an example. Hore, we end up dying and suffering alone, and we think, Hore, people don't care simply because repile that status, Hore, Rona, we don't have problems. And when people have problems, because we think, Hore, they don't have problems, then the enemy comes and accuses them. But it's because how rapidly. That's why only le matata and all that. Bona Muruti, the next thing, how about Rudibana le matata, ringaranga, we leave them and we think, Hore, these people are terrible. Only find out, Hore, give out to Lubon, I'm from this.
Yeah, Muruti, if the Bible says Jesus was 100% man, and 100% God. I remember I was busy doing some other study where I wanted to follow up worry. Mewa Jesu, how about mewa Jesu Giman, that or high Giman? What happened into that family? Because I'm so obsessed in Ruti for the issue of family altar. I realized worry, unless we dig deeper to the foundation, we can never deal with the walls. And that is why you find people, Muruti by Loring, they become, you know, prisoners of their own despair. And unfortunately, there is nothing unless they are willing to change
Muruti,
their situation.
Now, go ile here. Number is 072.
07 72 316 3117.
There was Pastor David Malatse. Hey, are good evening.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.